I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
Hey, hey, let's check in with one of our listeners.
Good morning, Camilla. I just wanted to let you know how proud I am of you and how much I love you, even though I don't get to see you that much. And I just want to let you know a lot of parts of your diary, I just felt like really connected by it, as far as the part where you were talking about diminishing yourself, because I tend to do that a lot. But you have always been just a wonderful person, whether you thought so or not. But I just wanted to say congratulations. And I have been listening to your diary early in the mornings because that seems to be the best time that I can be focused and not chasing after a baby or something. But I just want to tell you, keep up the good work. You have a warrior sister here. I love you. It's Christia.
It means so much to have the support from listeners all over the world. If you want to send a voice message or words of encouragement, click the link in the episode notes to find out how to do that. Now let's get into today's question. Hey, I am back. It is August 2nd. It is 2:22 a.m. in my living room. I'm tired, but I'm pushing myself to get this done, or at least get parts of this done. Because I'm trying to work on my getting things done early, especially if I'm able to. So anyway, let's get into today's question. Today's question is, do I feel behind on life? And honestly, my answer to that is yes and no. I do have moments where I'm good. You know, I feel like, you know what, focusing on one thing at a time. You know, I got my goals written down. I prayed about it. You know, I'm inspired by other people. Okay, cool. And then I have those days where I am feeling inferior and I see people who are much younger than me or people the same age as me. And it just feels like, not that it's easy for them, but it just seems like they have it figured out. And I think as a 28-year-old with 30 basically waving at me, you know, it's crazy. I'm turning 30 next year. And well, to just focus on this birthday, turning 29 on September 29th, I'm in this weird space where it's like, you want to try to leave your 20s in a bang and do something really epic. Should I do 29 things before I turn 30? You know how it is. You know, I thought about that, but then I thought about, you know what? Just be cool with it. You know, just take your time and really just soak it up. You're about to enter a new decade, God, Lord willing. And there's so much more out there and you're not behind. You're right where you need to be. I don't know. It's a yes and no question. And I feel like sometimes we can get a little caught up in what everyone else is doing, especially people who are younger than us. Because I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I will look back and I'm like, dang, what was I doing at 14? There are people out here starting production companies at 14. There are people out here getting degrees at 14, you know, starting businesses at 20. And I'm just like, man, when I was 20 years old, I was in college and a hot mess. Like, my mind wasn't ready for that. And I guess that's the thing. I guess when you catch yourself getting caught up, when you catch yourself getting frustrated or feeling inferior, you have to remind yourself or just show yourself that your mind wasn't capable of handling certain things. I know for me, I wasn't thinking about blogging back then. And not because I didn't love writing and it wasn't a part of my life. I just didn't know anything about it. I just wasn't exposed to it. And, you know, I didn't know about blogs and stuff. I mean, but because I do have moments now where I'm like, dang, I could have had my blog for 8 years now. And it's like, no, you couldn't, because you didn't know anything about a blog 8 years ago. At the age of 20, you weren't think that, like, you didn't know about that, and that's okay. So if you're in your late 20s and trying to figure this thing out, you know, or any point in your life, just you have to remind yourself that you didn't know. And that's okay, you didn't know. I think in the world that we live in today, you know, everything is kind of instant. Seems instant, you know, how to make $1,000 or $10,000 in 30 days. And, oh, you know, people becoming, making a million, or people making $1 million in their business in an hour and things like that. And we see those things, or we see people at 14 doing these multi-million-dollar businesses and things like that. And we think that we just pretty much messed up our whole entire lives because we weren't focused on those things at the age. And, or whatever it may be. And I think what we have to realize is that our mindset wasn't like that at those ages. And also, we don't see the work that people put in. Yeah, people make $1 million in an hour, but we don't see the many, 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 many years and sleepless nights and frustrations, tears, sacrifice, you know, whether good or bad, you know what I mean, to get to that point. And we mess around and we feel inferior, and we mess around and get jealous or start to cancel ourselves out of the game of life because we feel like we don't measure up, and we don't, there's just no way that we could ever do those things. And I think the harsh reality is just realizing that maybe it's not meant for you to get those things. And that is okay. That doesn't mean that you're a failure. That just means that's not God's plan for you. Everyone wants to be a millionaire. Everyone's manifesting that. Everyone's manifesting, you know, generational wealth and all that. And don't get me wrong, I'm all here for it. I'm all here for it. But what good is it if you don't know how to manage money yourself? Right? So at the end of the day, do I feel behind on life? I think the question is not do I feel behind, because you could feel that way and still be progressing forward. You still can be progressing forward. You just don't see it because you're in it. It just doesn't look like what everyone else's progression looks like. They have something physical to show. They have receipts and stuff, but boo-boo, you have receipts too. You know, just because yours are mental and yours are emotional or spiritual receipts doesn't mean that they're any less than a physical receipt. You know, just because you don't have screenshots of your bank account in the red and then, oh, look at these tens of thousands of dollars, just because your stuff doesn't look like that. But let's just say you used to have this ugly, nasty attitude years ago, and look at you now. You know how to handle adversity, and you know how to handle other people's bad attitudes now. You don't pop off like you used to. That's a receipt right there. You get what I mean? And so, honestly, I think the true question is, what have you been doing? Instead of focusing on what people are doing, you need to ask yourself, what have I been doing? Like, what are my receipts? What are my screenshots, whether they're mental, spiritual, emotional, or you can have some physical ones, who knows, you know? But I think that it's important to not get caught up in the whole, I got to do it like everyone else. You have to do it how God tells you to do it. And sometimes the way God tells you to do things is going to look completely crazy. It's going to feel completely uncomfortable. And it's going to feel like nobody understands. Been there in that moment, living that right now. And I think the best thing that you can do for your peace of mind in your journey, in your path is to stick to him. God is to stick to him and do it his way and quit worrying about whether or not you feel behind. Like I said, it's not about whether you feel behind or not, because you're actually 9 times out of 10, you probably are making a lot more progress than what you want to give yourself credit for. Let's say it like that, what you want to give yourself credit for. You want to have the credit of, you know, I got the new job, I got the new house, I got the man, I got this. You want that type of credit. You know, you want to say, oh, I went through all of this to get this. But we often cancel out the mental growth we've done, the spiritual growth we've done. You have a lot more peace now. You have a lot more joy now. Your attitude is not as bad. You know, you used to cuss people out. Now you don't do it no more. Like, oh, wow. Like, that's a great thing. That's progress. So my question is, what have you been doing? Are you actually making moves? Are you too busy watching everyone else and you can't even think of the moves that you make it? Maybe that's what you're doing. Maybe your answer, and let me say this too, and maybe, and just maybe, your answer to what have I been doing is I've been wasting time watching too many people. I watch too many people and I don't have anything to show for my growth. I feel like I don't. I would advise you to ask God, is that true? Do I really not have nothing to show for, or I just don't see it? Do I just not see it? So I would ask God that. And then I would say, because I had to do that myself. Any advice I give right now is something that I've done in this process of feeling behind on life. And after that, you know, if the answer to your question is I've been wasting too much time watching other people, being inspired by them, that I'm not even moving forward with my goals. I'm just talking about them. I'm just dreaming about them. Nothing's wrong. Keep the dream alive. Nothing's wrong with dreaming, but it's time to put some action behind that dream. It's time to take a step. I said this in one of my episodes prior. I can't remember which one, but it's time to take a step. It's time to move forward. It's time to stop watching everyone. Let's go there. Let's stop watching everyone, because you have a life to live. You're not going backwards, you're going forward. Your age goes forward. Your age, you don't get to rewind back to last week and last year and redo it. All you have is right now. So I'm keep asking the same question. I'm asking it to myself. Instead of, the question is, not that you, do you feel behind? I think that's a natural feeling to have, because that shows that you're not happy where you're at. Mm-hmm. First of all, that's another one too. You're not happy where you're at. So I will add on to the list of things I feel like we all should be doing is A, answer the question, what have I been doing? Ask God, and if you can't answer that, ask God, show me what have I been doing, because I can't see it. And be open to that answer, because it may be something that you need to stop doing. And that is okay. Don't beat yourself up. That's okay. I had to stop watching a lot of people. I had that problem last year and years before. Just watching everyone else and feeling like, oh my God, what, you know, and that actually, people don't understand how much that wastes so much time. It wastes so much time. Nothing's wrong with congratulating people, but congratulate them and move on. You ain't got to go back to the post and stare at it and imagine your life like theirs. Like, oh my God, they got the man, or they got the baby, they got the house, they got this, you know, oh, they get to do this. That wastes time. What have you been doing? So ask God to show you, you know, what it is that you've been doing. Settle with that answer. And then I would ask another follow-up question. Am I discontent with where I'm at? Because this is my thing. If you have a problem right now, you're going to have a problem later. your life don't get perfect because you're blessed. Uh-oh. You know? Like, come on. Your life doesn't, like, what? Problems still come. So you need to know how to find peace, and you need to know how to find joy. Because I guarantee you, if you're jealous now, you're going to be jealous when you're blessed, because then once you get blessed, you're going to be looking at something else, and then you're going to wish to have that. So it's just like, come on. Come on. Are you discontent with what's going on? And if you are, ask God to help you change it. Doesn't it sound so simple? But yet our human hearts and our minds make it so complicated that we become bound to discontentment, jealousy, comparison, guilt, shame for years. And all you have to do is surrender. Maybe that's the point. You know what? Maybe that is the point of my warrior diary, is that every question I answer is meant to be surrendered to God. It is time for Well and See. What is Well and See? It is, what am I learning and creating? Let's get into this reflection section. I am learning how to not overthink. I think that's one of the hardest things that really takes over my mind is overthinking. I can overthink absolutely everything. So I'm learning to fully surrender my thoughts and not overthink life, my marriage, myself, other people, their actions, the world, things that hasn't happened for us yet, or for me yet, and how to completely trust God, even in the things that I don't know. And I am creating, man, what am I creating? I am creating or trying to create. No, I am creating a new healthy me, healthier me. There are a lot of things that I want to change. There are a lot of things that I don't necessarily like about my attitude or that I do. One of those things is overthinking. And another thing is just being unhealthy all the way around. So I'm creating a healthier me, and I can't wait to document more about it. One of the biggest thing is I'm getting a personal trainer to hold me accountable with my workouts. I talk myself out of working out all the time, and that's not good, because I want to work out for my body to be able to feel more energetic. I often feel very fatigued a lot, and that's not normal. I'm not anemic. I already been to the doctor for that. And I also want to, and I work out for my mental health as well. So that's one of the biggest things I'm going to be doing. So I'll definitely talk about that a little bit more, probably at some point, my experience with that. So that's it for Well and See. I am learning how to not overthink, and I am creating a healthier me. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to my Warrior Diary. It means so much to me. I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Guys, I know, I'm sorry, but it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. That's CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood.